Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Been to get destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Father's of the ghetto and he's pressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I see was knocking blue. Soldiers showing love.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Mad Dads all around the country. I want to say hello to all our listeners in Pittsburgh and in Florida and also in Iowa. We want to thank you all for listening to Blog Talk Radio and let you know this is an ultimate time for us to talk about our subject today, which is the importance of true friends. You know, so many times you think in your life that you have a real friend and you don't understand even what a true friend is. And so We want to talk a little bit about true friends and how you know the difference from a true friend. And so today I have my producer on, and we're going to talk about this subject because it's very important. And so how you doing, Erica?
I'm fabulous today.
Well, what made you pick this up? You thought of this, so why did you pick this subject?
You know, I've really kind of this past week or so, I've really been thinking about the importance of, you know, your real friends, who's there for you when you need it. You know, there's the people that are there when you're up and you've got everything and they're just around kicking it with you. And then as soon as you need them, you call them up. Oh, I'm busy. I don't know what you're doing, but I'm busy. You know, so I've really been thinking about who are my true friends and who really has my back.
And the causes of modern social problems, from divorce to homelessness and obesity, are often thought to be based on in the area of such as poverty, stress, and happiness. But researchers suggest that we are overlooking something that is very critical, and that is friendship. Friendship has a critical impact on your life. And the philosopher said, in poverty and other misfortunes of life, true friends are sure refuge. They keep the young out of mischief. They comfort and aid the old in their weakness, and they entice those in the prime of life to noble deeds. Friendships are vital for well-being, but they take time to develop and can't be artificially created. No wonder they are at risk of being neglected. Rath undertook a massive study of friendship alongside of several leading researchers, and his work resulted in some surprising statistics. If your best friend eats healthy, you are 5 times more likely to have a healthy diet yourself. Married people say friendship is more than 5 times as important as physical intimacy within a marriage. Those who say they have no real friends at work have only a 1 in 12 chances of feeling engaged in their job. Conversely, if you have a best friend at work, you are 7 more times likely to feel engaged on your job. What do you think about that, Eric?
I agree with that, because I think having friends, or even people that, you know, you just get along with, that you can talk with at work, I think that makes your day go faster. It makes your day go easier. You don't walk in thinking, oh, my God, all these people can't stand me. I don't want to be here. You know, I don't like any of these people. I think it's really important to, you know, not only like your job, but like the people that you work with. Because you have to work with those people every day. Most of the time, you're with them more than you're with your significant other.
That's absolutely so. There's 7 signs to having a true friend. One is if you're successful, happily married, or in love, and can afford to buy whatever you please, you can count on a lot of jealous, hateful comments rising from people who used to be all nice and sweet. However, only a true friend will be truly happy and interested to know about your successes and share these happy moments. A true friendship is the one where friends keep their fingers crossed for each other, and do whatever they can to contribute to the positive outcomes. What do you think about that?
I think that's awesome. I'm always happy for my friends when they, you know, say that they've gotten a promotion in their job or a bigger car or, you know, they got a new place to stay. I always feel, you know, happy for them because I see my friends moving up and, you know, becoming something and, you know, having an established life and contributing to society. It makes me feel good to know that I'm around people like that versus people that are bringing down society and really don't have any motivation to do anything.
A true friend, sign number two, is not competitive and is an emotional bond. Friendship is an emotional bond, not a popularity contest. I was watching this movie, and the Kardashians was in this movie.
Oh, boy.
And his sister came in, and she was all excited to be her friend. And she looked at her and said, "Oh, my God, what is that you have on?" And she said, "I put on my dress."
I saw that movie.
Yeah.
That was Temptation, I think, wasn't it?
I don't know. I put on my best clothes, and I want to be your friend. And she said, "Honey, you can't be my friend." And look at them. She said, "No, my shoes match my belt on my dress." She said, "Oh, no. You can't go nowhere with me looking like that." Now, to me, that wasn't friendship.
No.
But she wanted that friendship. And so friendship is not a popularity contest. Friends see each other's successes as great opportunities to celebrate. You can bet nothing but true friendship going on there. You should be happy for your BFF, even when your own life isn't all perfect at the moment. And he or she should demonstrate the same type of behavior toward you. Being competitive isn't a bad quality at all, as long as you don't let it affect your friendship. You can be competitive with somebody, but don't let it affect your friendship.
Well, I think it's, you know, it's good to have just a little hint of jealousy. You know, if your friend gets a job that's, you know, $15 an hour and you're working at McDonald's making $7.25, and you've got that little hint, you see your friend getting all that money and, you know, getting a new car, finding a nicer place to stay in a better area. You know, that should be almost like a little bit of motivation towards you, and that shows that you want more for yourself. So, you know, I think that competitiveness, you know, you're like, "Oh, well, my friend's up there. Let me get up there, too."
And that's competitive. Now, jealous means that I envy and I can't stand the fact can't stand that they're doing better. So jealousy is not good. It's never good for somebody.
Point taken.
Okay, thank you very much. But and I think, you know, if we're all going to be honest, you know, there's people that we see that we know that aren't our best friends that we're a little jealous, like, "Man, how do you have all that and I have nothing, and, you know, and you're not even as smart as I am," or "How did you do all that and I don't have what you have, and you don't even work as hard as I do. How did you get to be in charge of this program when you don't even know as much as I do about the program?" Now, that's competitive, and that's jealousy too. And so, but it shouldn't be your best friend that you're jealous of, you know, because you should be happy and just try to figure out, how do I promote myself? And as a friend, that friend can help you move up. Mm-hmm. So you think like that. So the number three reason that shows you have a good friend is honesty. Let's not mix honesty with brutality. Please, it's not trying to point out that friends should be honest enough to speak their mind, but kind enough not to make their opinion sound hurtful. Real friends do give each other all kinds of advice that often includes comments about new boyfriends, outfits, lifestyle, careers. If there's something you're doing wrong, you can rely on your friend to point it out. However, a true friend will compliment you too, as opposed to a foe who's going to turn a blind eye and comment only when he or she has a chance to criticize.
I know people like that.
Uh-huh.
I think everybody knows somebody like that. All they want to do is bring you down because I don't know if they feel bad about themselves or if they think it brings them up or what. But they feel that, you know, "Well, I'm just honest." No, you're not. You're just running around hurting people's feelings. You can keep it real and keep it 100 without hurting people's feelings.
Right, that's important. So read number four.
The next one is your friends are not invasive. I know this doesn't sound like the best way to describe a friend, but let me tell you a little story that will hopefully explain why I chose this term. You see, I had one girl who used to be my BFF for years. When our lives changed to the point where she got all hateful and stuff, she kept passing that for friendship, insisting that she's my best friend, demanding exclusive rights to me like I was a pet, a pair of shoes, or something like that. There was this other girl I knew for at least as long as the first one, but we were never close enough to call each other best friends. So while the first one was busy complaining about her rights as a BFF, making snide comments and hoping I'll fail in whatever I was trying to do, the second girl was genuinely interested, supportive, and has been giving me some great advice and worked in my best interest more than once. She was the BFF in the shadow, and she never tried to butt in or compete for the title. She actually did it all because she cares for me. It's a long story, I know, but it has a point. So look around yourself, and I'm sure you'll find out that what you have a person just like my girl number two, a person who isn't trying to own you, but knows friendship is about giving as well as receiving.
Okay. So what do you think about that?
Ooh, that hit home really close, because my sister is in that exact situation. She's got a best friend that she's been friends with since elementary school. Then all through high school, they were inseparable. And, you know, my sister didn't have a job for about 3 years, these past 3 years, and she just recently got a job at the beginning of this year, and she hasn't been able to hang out with her best friend as much anymore because her best friend works second shift. She gets off work at 11, my sister's up at 5 in the morning. So they don't really get to hang out. The friend got angry, and now they're not talking at all.
Well, see, that's not a best friend, though. Because a best friend wouldn't get angry with you because they can't hang out with you. A best friend would be understanding. And a lot of times when somebody meets somebody they love, like, you know, you love your man and you spend time with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore, a lot of the girlfriends that you had, you don't have time for them anymore because you're spending your time with your man and
yep.
the babies. So a real friend would understand that and try to squeeze in family time with you.
Yeah.
But a fake friend will want all your time to themselves.
Yeah.
So that's how you know. Number five is ready to help. So friendship ain't just all about fun and games, but friendship is also about doing things to make a difference. Help move.
Mm-hmm.
Help you with homework.
Lord, when it comes to moving, I can't find a soul around.
But once you have a party and you tell them you got free ribs and corn on the cob and chicken and hot dogs,
everybody will show up then.
Everybody shows up until everything to drink and eat is gone, and they leave. So
bring a box in and
right.
get a rib. Bring another box in, you get another rib.
So a true friend is ready to help you.
Yeah.
Ready to get down, and it's not related to partying, gossiping, anything like that. So a friendship in which both sides are willing to offer everything, from a shoulder to cry on to a physical or material help, is definitely a true friend. A good friend has got to be a good listener. And talk a bit about why it's so important to be a good listener as a friend.
Because, you know, everybody needs somebody to talk to. Really, they do it. You know, they need a sounding board. They need somebody to say, hey, you know, this is my idea, this is what I like to do, or this is the guy I like, or this is the girl I like, and what do you think? And, you know, they want somebody there that's going to hear everything they have to say and give a response that is related to what they are saying, not just, like you're listening, but you're not. You actually have to truly be listening and responding back to what they're saying and giving feedback in a good manner.
That's why I tell kids all the time, you know, they talk about, you know, I'm a gang member and I got friends. You know, that's my family.
Yeah.
They're my friends. And when they go to jail, they're like, man, my homie didn't even write me or nothing, you know. And I try to explain to them, they weren't your friends. Because a true friend would have, number one, would have started at number one, which is a true friend would have been happy for you and kept you out of jail, non-competitive, and taught you things to stay out of jail, honest with you, and showed you and talked to you when you were doing things wrong that could land you in jail, and non-invasive and would have not invaded in your life, but also would have been able to give you and receive criticism, but also would have been ready to help by doing whatever it took to keep you from selling drugs or shooting somebody or robbing somebody, and would have been a good listener to listen to what you needed to do in your life, but also respond back to help you make change. Number seven on how to know if you got a good friend.
The final one is
ready to adapt. Childhood friends are very hard to keep simply because people change after some years. They just don't have anything to talk about. Great friends, on the other hand, the ones who truly care for each other, will always find a common ground. They will adapt and try to fit with each other's lifestyles enough to have at least one thing to talk about. Like the Sex and the City ladies, each one of them is different. They all have different lives, yet they're always there for each other. And only a hurricane could stop them from making to that Saturday brunch every week. Oh, if only those numerous foes could be traded for at least one good person. Friendship is incredibly important. You don't have to have tons of best friends. Just one special one, one will do. But lots of friends are great too, as long as they're real friends. So how many true friends do you have? I'd like to hear from the callers. How many true friends do you have? Erica, let's talk about it. How many true friends do you really have?
I don't have many friends to begin with, but because I'm really picky. I don't trust people much. I would probably say between 5 to 10 that I could really count on and, you know, call if I needed something.
So now you said when you move, nobody shows up. So how many of those 10 friends will show up to help you move?
Well, I usually, to be honest, the last time I moved was in 2007.
Uh-huh.
So that was a while ago. Actually, I had 3 of them show up, and they brought their boyfriends. So I ended up having, you know, 6 people to help me, and the guys came in handy because I had big dressers, and I had 3 flights to go up. So, you know, it was nice. But, yeah, I've got about 5 to 10 real friends that if, you know, if I was down and out, stuck on the highway with no gas, I could call up and say, hey, girl, please, can you come give me, I need $20 till, you know, tomorrow or something. And they'll look out for me. They may say, you know, I don't have 20, but I got 10, you know. And then they're there for me if I need them. They definitely have listening skills, that's for sure.
You just talked to Matt on Tree Block Talk. We're excited about this. You're in the Minneapolis area and you want to come to our support group, we meet tonight, every Tuesday at 5 o'clock with a meal, daycare, and all that. We work on 2 things. We work on better parents, and we also work on having a healthy relationship. We've been talking about the 7 points of makeup. What's important, the signs of a true friend. They're happy for you. They're not competitive. They're honest. They're non-invasive. They're ready to help. They're a good listener. And they're ready to make a good friend. Even longer. Studies show a person that has good friends lives 60% more than others. Or at the by 60%. Think about that. A good friend can keep you alive. Huh?
Yeah.
What better medicine than that?
I know, right?
Friendship is also good medicine. People with good friends have a greater effect on how often they get sick because there's healing power in love. Love heals.
Absolutely.
In one study, women saw volunteer friends regularly throughout the year. 72% had a remission in depression. That's about the same success rate as antidepressants. So repression can be reduced 22% just by being around people you care about.
Because they bring your spirits up.
likely to survive a major illness such as a heart attack or cancer. Human companionship can also help reduce the effects of stress, protect against illness, help us heal. And it's also...
These are not, you know, Facebook. We're talking about friends. When you have 5 helping you live 60 longer, you have people.
You know, speaking of... I'm your friend on Facebook. And I just... You get a grip on that. I see it on Facebook. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I think because I post so much, my see me so much, and when they do finally see me, they're watching my life because life. What Mad Dads is doing
mm-hmm.
through Facebook and get connected. And so I understand how they. So I understand it, but then I don't watch their Facebook. And so it's there. Then I'm going to be a friend. So it's kind of interesting how it happens. It's interesting like this. You know, I have. And friends, almost. So, friends are good for your heart and it says here, not having close friends can be detrimental as smoking or carrying weight. And just know if you don't have friends, and I'll tell you, I think that's important. In the nursing home, that the people in the family, they were very excited and always happy. Never forget this day when a guy came to work with me, DJ. And, you know, he was one of the guys that take care of me. He ran to me, and he wanted to die. In my arms. And this kind of helps me understand. His family never came to see him. He was always a good friendship. We talked a lot. And he wanted to die in my arms. I was his friend. I didn't really know that because I was calling myself just working. And I liked older people, and I respected them a lot, and they had blessed me. But I was his friend, so God bless his soul. And I'm glad I could be his friend and help him get through that. So maybe he lived a few more days than he would have lived because he had a friend.
Yeah.
So you also need to know the science of friendship. You know, friendship is not just something that just happens. You need to know how to be a good friend. How did you learn how to be a good friend?
You know, I would have to say my mother taught me. You know, when you're a little kid, your mother teaches you to share your toys and be nice and don't hit and, you know, introduce yourself to people. And to be honest with you, I guess society just kind of taught me.
Can you buy friends?
Sure, you can buy friends, but they're not truly your friends. They're just there for the money.
Well, then if they're not truly your friends, you can't buy them.
Well, they call themselves your friends.
But my point is that you can't buy love. You can't buy friendship. You can't buy happiness.
No, definitely.
There's certain things that you can't buy. That's why I like this slogan. Stop counting your money and start counting your friends.
Yeah. I like that. When I saw that, I had to put that on there. I was like, that's good. Stop counting your money and start counting your friends.
See, friends.
This is the little question that I got, the big question that I'm wondering about is, can men and women really be just friends?
Yeah.
Is somebody always out for something between
one of them?
Yeah.
I think that one thing I learned early on as a man, usually the woman that I wanted to be with wanted to be my friend. And so I learned something early on that if a female wants to be my friend, let her be my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned how to be a good friend, you know. And so early on in my earlier days, I balanced with that. I challenged with that because I would try to go break the line, you know, because I'm a man, you know, like, yeah, you know, you broke your heart. Come on, I'm coming over, you know. But
uh-huh.
I've learned to, and especially, you know, being in the ministry and stuff like that, you know, you find there's a lot of people that are confident, have confidence in you and believe in you and need a friend, somebody they can talk to.
Mm-hmm.
And being the president of an organization, I've learned to be a friend to lots of males and females. So for me, yes, it's, you know, but you have to understand what that means, you know. As a leader, I think whenever you're a leader of something, people are attracted to leadership. And so you have to understand how to make sure that you stay friends with folks that you need to stay friends with, stay professional with folks you need to stay professional with. That's important.
Yeah.
Some men just think by the head of their thing. So
yeah.
They don't, you know, I can be your friend, but we can do the nasty too. So I can switch up. I don't care as long as you don't care. And so some men think like, and some women think like that. So, I mean, but as far as being a true friend, I think these 58 years of my life that I've been around, I've learned that it's all about the mentality that you have and where you're at in your life.
Yeah, that's true. I don't have a whole lot of male friends.
Because he ain't going to let you.
You know, it's not that. It's not that.
What do you mean it ain't that? He ain't going to let you.
No, it's not that. He just, I have him as my friend. He's my best friend. You know, that's, he is.
He's your best friend.
He's
so you
my
don't
best
have.
Friend. He's the one I go to when I have any problems. He's the one, you know, I'm like, hey, this is, you know, this is what happened today. This is what's going on. And, you know, I don't know. He's my best friend. I talk to him about everything.
So you mean all your, now you don't have, you know, I got females and males that I went to high school with.
Well, I've got, you know, there's a couple of kids that were, you know, lived across the street at the neighborhood, in the neighborhood or whatever. I consider them more acquaintances, though, because I don't see them anymore. I just, you know, they actually live across the street at their parents' house also. And I see them every once in a while. We wave hi. But I don't hang out with them anymore. I really don't have anything in common with them anymore.
So who's your best friend?
My sweetheart is my best friend. That's my best friend in the whole wide world is my guy.
Your guy?
That's my
guy. What's his name?
Melvin. You going to put him on the radio that?
Hey, will Melvin come on the radio and say a couple of words? Is he on the radio right now? Melvin?
He's not calling in.
He's not calling in?
No, he's not calling in.
Hey, that's good to have a best friend. I am so glad that you got a best friend. And there's nothing wrong with having a best friend. And you got two of the most beautiful little ladies, too.
He did. He gave me the best things in the whole wide world. I love my babies.
And those are wonderful kids, and they really are. And I love them, too. Even though one of them will never give me a hug, I got to chase her all around the park, try to get a hug. I'm going to catch that little girl. Give me a hug. Next time I'm here, she ain't getting away from me. Well, listen, there we go. We're going to go out. Thanks for calling us. You know, remember to check in with us on Tuesday nights. And here's our theme song.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction. Johnson, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the jungle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.
I'm gonna brainwash my mind.